This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Engineering Morality. My genes made me do it. And now here's Paige.
What if we could prevent mass shootings by giving a pill to young men who have bad genes? Not the denim kind, but genes that are linked to sociopathic behavior and violent tendencies. Wouldn't it be our moral responsibility to find a way to turn these genes off? Well, what about cheaters and liars? Perhaps we could prevent another Bernie Madoff situation by requiring people to take something like a truth serum. Some bioethicists think it's okay to change moral behavior with drugs or by tinkering with genes. Julian Savulescu claims that parents are morally obligated to engineer ethical behavior into their children. Peter Singer and Agata Sagan wrote an op-ed piece on the benefits of making a morality pill. Believe it or not, taking drugs to promote desirable behavior is already an accepted practice. The United States has a history of attempts to control or engineer moral behavior that triggers criminal acts. In the 1930s and 40s, we saw psychosurgery, including the infamous lobotomy, which damaged or removed portions of the brain that allegedly controlled criminal or antisocial tendencies. In the 1950s and 60s, body chemistry was blamed for immoral behavior. Opiates were prescribed to calm emotional outbursts and anxiety-driven behavior. Next, addiction was viewed as a disease, and treatment rather than punishment was the solution. And treatment is a good thing. In the 1980s and 90s, researchers looked for genetic explanations for some immoral behaviors. Today, researchers are attempting to locate the region of the brain where moral decisions are made. Many of these attempts to discover and eliminate the cause of bad behavior are based on the assumption that it is due to faulty genes or some other biological cause. Yes, some immoral or criminal behavior may be influenced by neurochemical, genetic, or physical factors, but people are not helpless products. We can make choices. The criminal justice system is based on one's ability to choose one's actions. However, the "my genes made me do it" argument seeks only material solutions, such as physically changing the brain, or engineering our genes, or taking drugs. It is good to reduce the immorality in the world, particularly when it hurts innocent people. And we shouldn't be naive about the subtle and often complex ways in which nature, and nurture for that matter, shape our personalities and our behavior. Nature does play a role, but it's not the whole story. We cannot be reduced to our brains or our genes. We humans are made a little lower than the angels. We have a soul and qualities that cannot be reduced to our material physical bodies. Even though we are biological creatures, we also transcend biology. In the end, holding mentally competent people accountable for their actions respects their moral worth. It acknowledges their freedom and moral agency, including their ability to choose evil. Your genes didn't make you do it. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, I'm Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.